Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When lawmakers left Richmond last month, they could count among their accomplishments a bill that cracks down on predatory lending by capping all those 200% car title loans and 800% internet loans at 36% interest. It was an effort that raised concern among some Senate Democrats who are worried about moving too fast, too soon. One of those was Senator Dave Marston, a Democrat from Fairfax County.
You know, we're always wiping out one thing and bringing in another, but we still have to maintain access to this credit. And I think a reenactment clause slowing this train down a little bit, giving us time to react next year, giving these companies a time to transition.
He did not get a reenactment clause, which would have required lawmakers to pass the same bill again next year. But he did get a delayed enactment clause, making the bill effective July 1st, 2021. Now Governor Ralph Northam is amending the bill to speed up the timeline, making the bill effective January 1st. Jay Spear, the Virginia Poverty Law Center, estimates that'll save Virginians about $50 million in fees.
It's particularly important, I think, to move up the date now, given what's happened with this virus, because so many Virginians are hurting financially. And what we need is a fair marketplace for them to get loans if they need to get loans, and not a place where they get gouged by predatory lenders.
The lawmakers will have an up or down vote on that amendment when they return for what's known as the reconvene session on Wednesday. I'm Michael Pope.